You're listening to LA Talk Radio. You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Borat Sagdiev, a journalist from Kazakhstan. I listen to internets all over world, and I love when silly Jews talk about stuff they have no idea, with very hot pieces of ass sitting across from them. And that's why I tune into Sam and Andrea, with a show called Mornings. It's very nice. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning. Welcome to the show. This is a Sam and Andrea show. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Sam.
And welcome.
Thank you.
What is this?
Oh,
you've got the video going. Yeah, you got to be careful with clicking into videos on CNN.
It just went there.
Yeah.
They wanted to show me Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Yeah, they're back together?
They're back together. So happy.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the show. This is our debut show.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited you're here, and everybody's has been anticipating and everything.
Oh, that's great.
And apparently some people do know you from the comedy circles
yeah,
and stuff, so
yeah,
we'll talk
yeah.
about that as well.
Yeah, I got a lot of text messages this morning from friends saying, we're listening.
Really?
So shout out to all my friends that are listening and supporting. So
wonderful,
great.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you decided to join us, you know, because this is an exciting thing. I have a couple of other announcements I'm going to make in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, this thing is like exploding. I don't even know where to start anymore. You know, people constantly want shows and things
right.
like that. So I'm glad you're with us. Hopefully for the long haul, you know, and we're going to have a blast.
Yeah,
we're
yeah, it sounds like it's going to be fun.
You know, so for those of you, well, maybe just recap a little bit mm-hmm. of what we did Friday and stuff. Just let people know, you've been here in L.A. for how long now?
14 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
And you came to us from?
I came from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
Italian girl from New Jersey.
Yeah, right? Stereotypical. Yeah. From New Jersey.
Yeah. And what did you do there before? I mean, were you doing comedy and stuff?
No,
like that?
No. I started doing comedy when I came here. But directly before I came here, I was in Vegas. I was working on a film with my dad called Casino.
That's right.
We talked about
okay.
that. And The yeah. Departed, that's what Martin yeah. Scorsese
with
won for.
With your dad?
Yeah, my dad's
really?
An actor, yeah. And
wow.
he stands in for Joe Pesci.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean standing for him? Like when you see him from the back or something?
Yeah, anytime or? You don't see Joe's face, it's
right.
my dad. His
oh,
hands
really?
And yeah, in Casino when he's doing the safe cracking and all, that's all my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what, the actors are too lazy to do that?
They do a lot. They do a lot. But
yeah.
they need a break, you know? And
yeah.
and acting is, it's exhausting. It really is. Especially
yeah,
when you're
imagine.
Playing that kind of a character, when you got to kill people and... It's very physical, too.
Yeah. I saw on your, is it your MySpace, not
mm-hmm.
your website, but
right.
I saw the picture with you next to Sharon Stone.
Yeah, see, I told you.
You got those long eyelashes.
Oh, my gosh. At the end of the night, that would be the first thing I do is just rip off those eyelashes. Oh, it's hard.
Really? So you shot this several times, and then it ended up on the editing room floor.
Yeah, bummer, right?
Wow.
And I'm lucky I got that picture, because, you know, so many people in this town go, I was in this movie, I was in that
yeah.
movie, but...
No
you know,
proof.
No proof. I'm like, there's the proof. Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, I've been talking to people about your appearances here and stuff
mm-hmm.
and at the Haha Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's where I went to see Johnny Damn that
oh, okay.
night that I told you about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I told them all about you and that this is like your second home, you said.
Yeah, yeah. yeah I love the Haha.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you there regularly that people can go
yeah,
and see you?
Yeah, I'm gonna start a new show. In fact, I'm going to go there tonight and then hang out, maybe do a set, and then figure out when my new night's going to be. I used to have Monday nights, and then we switched it to Tuesday nights. And
mm-hmm.
now, you know, that. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But
really?
Yeah. I like.
Well, I'm definitely going to come and see you sometime.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And the Haha's a great place. You can get food and drinks and it's
yeah,
very
it was
laid
a
back.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah.
It's just when we went, there weren't that many people, you know,
right.
so it was kind of quiet. But
right.
but as you said, often it gets pretty
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
my
busy,
shows
right?
my shows that I did, the last show I did was like almost standing room only.
Really?
Yeah, we had Tommy Davidson and it was hot.
Nice.
Hot show, yeah.
Nice. And how long are your routines? About 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, usually on those shows, I host. So I get up and I do a set, warm up the crowd, and then I bring people up and I do a little bit of time in between each person.
Right.
Just depending on, you know, the crowd.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you ever have like all ladies night as far as the comedians? Like, because I know we went, we used to have a comedian here named Merle, and, mm-hmm. and she was in a club that we went to see, and it was a night just for women comedians,
uh-huh.
and it was hilarious.
Really?
It was just the best.
It must have been the five only funny female Probably. Comedians in Los Angeles. I don't know. I mean, there are some funny women for sure.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, one of them only counted, she wasn't that funny, but her shtick was that she pulled out her stomach, and her stomach hangs. Okay, uh-huh. You've never seen anything like this in your life.
I don't think I ever want to.
Yeah, but it was funny to see and the way she made fun of it and
really?
Stuff. Yeah, but so it's amazing. I mean, women can do things that men can't.
Well, men can pull out their stomachs too.
I guess, but yeah. but they don't get such a saggy stomach, you know. And she wasn't
really?
Fat.
Right.
It's just probably from pregnancy or whatever it was.
Maybe she just pulled
or,
it out.
Yeah, or maybe she lost a lot of weight and stuff. But she started making faces with her belly and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love women comedians. There's not enough around,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been a boys' club for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you moved down here, and did you know all along you wanted to do comedy?
No, I didn't know at all. I'd always liked stand-up. I'd always liked watching stand-up, but I didn't really know what I would do material on. It took being married.
Yeah. That usually helps, huh?
Yeah.
A lot
being
of material
married and
there.
Getting divorced and going, oh, my God, I think other people feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because it's just such a illogical thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You meet somebody, you like them, and then you spend the rest of your life with them, and it gets weird, it gets boring, and you find yourself changing, you know, in the marriage. And you're like, who the fuck am I? You know what I mean? What happened? I used to be fun. I used to, you know.
Marriage will do that to you, unfortunately.
It can suck the life right out of you.
It really can.
Yeah.
It really can. And, you need to work on it very hard, you
mm-hmm.
know, because this constantly forces pulling on you, pulling you apart,
mm-hmm.
you know, all
right.
kinds of different things. And, because again, you know, and I've said this many times before, I don't believe marriage is like a stable, natural state of affairs, you know, and it's very unstable at any time. You know, I don't care how much in love you are and everything,
right.
but there's always forces either pulling you apart or pulling you away or something.
Right. I mean, that's why I don't have a problem with the gay marriage, because I can tell you a lot of the couples that I know that are in a successful relationship are gay.
Really?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And you don't need to be married, you know? I mean, I figure, you know, if you're not going to have kids,
right.
why get married? You know, what's the point? But you asked me why I got married, and I said, because I needed to.
Right. Out of need.
That was funny, right?
That was great.
It was
out of need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And how's it going? It's going okay?
It's going very well, yeah.
Good.
I'm very happy.
Good.
You know, and I think I've transformed for the better since then.
Oh, that happens, too. I mean, there's a lot of men that women, you know, pick them up and dust them off and get them going. For
really?
Sure. Yeah, I think I have that in my relationship.
You know, really?
We have that balance where more so I think for me, I'm just a pretty much optimistic, positive person.
Right.
And my boyfriend can look at the dark side, you know, and I have to pull him out of the dark side sometimes.
Yeah, I know men are good at that.
Yeah. So I think women are good in that way. They're like, what are you doing? What do you mean? You've been in the same sweats for a week. Get up, you know, get out of the bed. Let's do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And she pushes me to do things because,
you
know, I'm a Taurus. I move very slowly at times. So I get lazy about
You're
doing
a tortoise
things.
Or a Taurus?
A tortoise.
Oh,
I am a tortoise, yeah. So, let me stay in my shell and not do anything. But no, I mean, I love doing things and stuff, but I hate doing the small, menial things around the house. You know?
Uh-huh.
Just don't let me do that.
You like the big stuff.
The big stuff, like running a radio station.
Right. Like, honey, I cannot pick up my socks and run a radio station.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But at least I'm a clean person. I don't leave my clothes all over the house.
Yeah, my boyfriend is insanely neat, way neater than me. People talk about, I mean, his shoes are all lined up.
Uh-huh.
He's really, really neat.
Yeah, it's really easy that way. Then you don't have to pick up all the time, you know?
I don't know. For me, when I get dressed, stuff is flying everywhere. When I leave the house, it looks like, you know, I've been robbed.
Yeah. But I'm curious about that. So it doesn't bother you when you see clothes on the floor or everywhere?
Because
you're used to it, right?
Yeah, I don't leave them there for days. It's just like I get ready and then I got to get out of the house.
Yeah,
once
no
I'm ready,
time
I
got to
get
that.
Out. Yeah, and then when I come back, I pick it up and I put it away and I start all over again.
Yeah.
But he's like, he'll drop something, he'll pick it up, he'll put it away. I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah. I take off my clothes. They either go on the chair or in the hamper.
Uh-huh.
And that's it, you know. Yeah. And whatever else I have, you know, if I use a glass or something, I put it back, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm used to it from living alone, you know. And yeah. I was raised by two Virgos, and they're like very, God. Very neat, you know.
Very neat. Virgos are insane. I have a Virgo friend who puts all his groceries and the labels on the cans really? Have to face out. And they're like, what are you, in the fucking like military? What are you doing? Yeah, he's like, no, that's the What did you do? Did you move the ketchup? I'm like, are you serious? Yeah, Virgos are anal retentive.
Yeah, so
what are you?
I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus.
A tortoise and a Taurus.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, with two Virgos, I mean, I grew up very neat, you know.
Yeah.
So it bothers me to see a mess and stuff. But that's my problem, you know. I mean, like my son, he'll drop his clothes off right where he's standing, mm-hmm. you know, right there on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and it's such a mess,
yeah.
you know. And then his sister, my daughter, totally neat and clean. So go figure, you know.
Yeah.
They grew up in the same house.
Oh yeah,
different temperaments.
Yeah, I have
different
polar opposites too. Polar opposites.
So you have how many?
Three kids. Uh-huh.
You have three kids.
Yeah, two sons and a daughter.
Wow, and the sons are from the first marriage.
Yes.
Okay, and they're grown already.
Grown, big, huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. What was that like to raise two boys? Was that hard?
You know what? It was a lot of fun. I think it helped me grow up.
Really?
You know? Yeah, because a lot of my friends are still, you know, my age, and they still don't know what they want to do, and they're still, some of them still live at home. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, so it really got me to have responsibilities, you know,
yeah.
and have to take care of someone and focus on someone other than me.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
It was
so
great. Yeah,
so it helped you grow and everything.
I think so.
Too.
It was a great experience. Yeah.
Yeah,
and they turned out well. So not quite.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I can't imagine not having kids. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, it's just an amazing thing. You know.
Yeah, I see people that don't have kids and their lives are. I think it's missing something.
Yeah.
You know, it is missing something.
Yeah. Well, some people actually don't like kids, or
right.
some people don't feel they could raise them. You know?
Right. If you don't like kids, you shouldn't have them.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and many people do for the wrong reasons. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you get married for the wrong reasons, you can break it up and you move on. You know.
Right.
But with kids, it's a whole different story, and people don't think enough about it.
No.
You know? Like look at all these celebrities having babies now. You know, and stuff. I mean, celebrities can't take care of kids. You know,
right.
for the most part. You know.
Well, they can afford it, that's for sure.
Yeah, they can afford it, and
yeah.
they can afford nannies and stuff,
right.
and that's exactly what happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'm not saying all of them. I'm sure some of them, like, take a hiatus or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they go out of the spotlight
mm-hmm.
to raise the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know. But but for the most part, I don't think they should have kids. I mean, they're all fucked up anyway. You know? They're going to fuck up their kids as well.
Great. We won't be having any celebrities on the Sam and Andrea show.
Yeah.
You're all fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think that some celebrities need that because they need something to draw the focus off of themselves.
Mm.
And I think only your own child
yeah.
can really make you, you know how it is,
yeah.
no matter what
you
got
going. But do
you
really think they want to get the attention off themselves?
I don't think they want to, but I think it's good that they do.
Yeah.
I think it changes. I think for some of them, it changes them. It grows them up. Like, I think for Nicole Richie,
mm-hmm.
it was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Really?
First of all, she put on 20 pounds,
yeah.
so that was needed.
Yeah. So, but she's not married, right?
I think she is married.
She is married?
Guy. Yeah, I think
oh.
she is married.
Yeah. When did she have her baby? Like a couple months ago?
A couple months ago, yeah.
I can't keep track of all of them, you know?
Yeah, I know they're all popping in babies
yeah,
right now.
You know, Jessica Alba just had one.
Yeah. Would she have a girl?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know.
I think maybe a boy.
Yeah,
who
call
knows?
In if you know.
Yeah, it's 50% chance we're right.
You say boy, I say girl. So
yeah.
one of us
there
is correct.
You go. Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. But I did send you an email, and I wanted to correct ourselves on the Marty Scorsese movie that
yes.
he won. We were both wrong.
Both wrong.
It was The Departed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And did you see that movie?
I did see it.
Yeah, did you like it? It was okay.
It
huh?
was a little confusing for
yeah,
me. It
wasn't
confusing.
One of his best, for sure.
No, not at all.
He definitely should have won for previous films.
Oh, sure.
But I think they just figured, you know what? It's time to give him something, so we'll give him for whatever movie he has at
yeah,
the time.
I didn't feel that was an Academy Award winning film
no.
on any level. It
was
kind
of
okay.
boring, you know?
Yeah.
I was kind of falling asleep when I saw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was kind of rewriting it in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought something else was going to happen.
Yeah, so have you been in other films too?
Uh-huh, I was in 1,000 Acres, a film with Michelle Pfeiffer and Jessica Lange.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in that. And,
wow.
More television than film.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything we may have seen?
I was in Arrested Development. Oh, yeah? Last season of Arrested Development. Uh-huh.
Never saw that. Did you have a pretty major role? Or?
It was good. I was dating Jason Bateman, and his brother was making fun of my boobs.
Really?
Yeah, it was funny. It was a funny scene.
Yeah.
And I'm Married with Children, I did twice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to put all that stuff on my MySpace.
You should.
I know.
You really
I'm
should.
I'm so bad about that.
You know,
that.
Or on YouTube or something so yeah. people can see it.
Well, it was so long ago that everything's on video. So I got to take the video to the DVD and then, you know, burn it. And I don't know. Pain in the ass.
Yeah, you can just take it to a lab or something. They'll do it for you. You don't have to worry about it.
That's what I got to do.
Because it'll cost you more money just to buy the equipment to do it at home.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't try to do it at home. I have a hard enough time getting my DVD player to work.
Yeah. But yeah, if you have the clips, do you have them on the computer or something?
No.
You don't have them?
I have them.
They're
on
like
the...
like videotapes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, who still uses videotapes?
I don't know.
Out loud?
But it was a while ago. But Married with Children was 10 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
No one even knew it was going to be what a DVD.
So that's when they made fun of your boobs on Married with Children?
No, on Arrested Development.
Oh, Arrested.
Yeah.
And what part did you have on Married with Children?
I just played the crazy neighbor. Not the neighbor, the crazy fan to Jefferson gets a coffee commercial, and I'm the crazy, you know, famous scene, bimbo at the door. Ding dong. That's the door, you know. But that's it's cool. Amazing how many people watch that show.
Yeah.
Because I went to the bank the next day, after it aired, and people were like, oh my God, I saw you.
Really?
Yeah, so much. Yeah. I was recognized so much from that. And I still get checks. I just got a check for $6.
$6?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
at least they remember you.
Yeah, it's a gallon of gas.
Yeah.
Can go a block. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, that show actually, how many years did it run for?
A long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, when it was launched, when Fox.
Yes.
When
I remember
Fox
that.
Was launched.
Do you remember that lineup? It was like The Simpsons, the Tracy
exactly,
Allman show.
Exactly, Tracy Allman.
It wasn't even The Simpsons. The Simpsons had a clip on the Tracy
Allman. On the Tracy Allman show, and then they created that.
And then there was a couple other shows that I really liked.
Yeah, I know, and
that.
They didn't last, I don't think. But
no,
Married with Children
Married
really
with Children
hit it
did.
Big.
That's why it was so amazing for me, watching that show from the first episode.
Uh-huh.
I don't get starstruck often because I grew up around, you know, my parents worked with a lot of celebrities, so I don't get starstruck. But when I walked on that set and I saw the Bundy living room
uh-huh.
and the couch,
uh-huh.
I was like, this is cool.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Like,
I'm right
very
here.
Surreal. Like, I'm going to walk in this door and sit on this couch. Yeah.
I know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It and
cool.
And it lives forever on film. You
right,
know? So
right.
It,
some stuff cool. you hope doesn't live forever. You're sorry it lives forever. But that kind of stuff, yeah, you're glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And So you did that in front of a live audience?
Yeah. Well, you rehearse it and
right.
all that, and then on the day, on that night, you do it in front of a live audience.
Right. They have the set, and then they have like places for people to sit.
Yeah.
I remember, I actually the only time I sat on a sitcom was the last episode of Three's Company.
Oh wow!
If you remember, Janet was getting married or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there, and it was amazing because it was such a popular show.
Oh. Yeah.
And for me to be able to sit there and see them up so close.
Yeah.
And also you see the set and you realize that like the doors are like on an angle and stuff, you know, so it looks good on TV.
Yeah.
But on TV you picture everything at right angle, you know,
uh-huh.
but the doors and the walls are not really on the set, you
no.
know. So all these little tricks and stuff was very interesting.
And it's very historical when you're on the last episode.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like.
It really was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. And I'm just. I wish they'd, you know, it's like I can't watch TV anymore. I mean, there's just nothing funny. And I wish they'd make shows like that again.
Yeah.
You know, like
well,
Three's
Company.
Well,
the sitcom has kind of died, you know.
Yeah, it
sitcom,
has.
I mean, there are some funny shows. 30 Rock is a funny show. I don't know if you've watched
is
that.
Is it? No, never
Alec
watched
Baldwin
it.
And yeah. Tina Fey. That's funny.
But is that a sitcom,
The Office?
Really?
Well, they're different now. Because
it's
they're
an
not,
hour long.
Yeah,
usually.
They're not three camera or four camera anymore. You know,
right.
I know what you're talking about, the classic sitcom. Which,
yeah, with the audience in there and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That one's probably comedy, but they don't have a laugh track and all that, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Reality shows have kind of taken over.
That's
and,
true.
And if you look at the lineup every day, there's so much reality television. I think as a generation, we're not so much, we're not so shticky as we were. You know what I mean? Kids are much more, they want to see real shit. They want to see real stuff. They don't want to see.
I know, but it gets boring, you know? Like last night, my wife was watching The Bachelorette, and I just kind of had a couple of glances there. And I said, you know, I can't believe people watch this shit.
Oh,
you know, I mean, it's like so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and there you've seen a girl that is making out with six different guys.
Right.
Like on the same day. I mean, You know, and yeah. and one of the guys actually expressed this. He says, you know, I don't want to share you with anybody. And,
well,
and I'm like, you're on a fucking show. Right? You know, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a weird concept, too, that you could, it's like so manufactured that yeah. you could, you know, here's six guys and you could fall in love with one of them. You
yeah.
know?
And they're always trying to be at their best anyway, you
right.
know, so it's
yeah.
not the real them. But you could see one guy totally preoccupied with himself, you know,
uh-huh.
it's like, because they show them like in their private lives
uh-huh.
and this guy like takes forever, puts lotions on his face and shaves his body and
well he's gay that'll come out later.
I don't think so. He's just preoccupied with himself.
I don't
you
know. Lotions.
Why would he be on that show if he's gay?
Oh, exposure. The
yeah,
exposure is huge. I'm friends with a guy who was on The Real World and
yeah.
My God, you know, I never watched the show, and
right.
I never even, you know, was aware. It wasn't even in my consciousness until
yeah. Is that the
I met
show
him.
That started it all on
started
MTV?
Started it all, right,
right,
right. And he was in a classic episode, and yeah, we should have him on as a guest. He was in a very classic episode where, well, he was in the Vegas one,
right.
And I didn't know that I didn't know the show. I didn't know who he was. And then we would be out somewhere having lunch or something, and he would get recognized.
Wow.
And people were just crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
So reality television does make you a star. The problem is that it's all fame and no money.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get paid.
Yeah. They don't at
they
all?
They don't get paid,
really?
No. If yeah. it's one of the shows where they can win money, they win money.
Yeah.
But they don't get any money for being on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you know, that's the way it is in show business. It's
yeah.
it's sort of like, you know, depends who needs more, who needs who. More,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and the contestants need to be on the show. So, you know, and there's going to be a lot of people doing this. I mean, I would do it
mm-hmm.
for free, you know, I mean, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the chance of winning money. And mm-hmm. I think that's what it's about, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's the same with everything. Game shows, too. You know, I don't think they pay you for that. You know,
no,
you
just, but then you have the opportunity to win. And,
yeah,
and
exactly.
the exposure. People take that and launch it into something else.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Acting or, you know, whatever their business is. What a great way to promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you're famous.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, to change the subject, I have like a very exciting announcement.
Uh-huh.
I over the weekend I bought this thing that's like a radio.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you about it?
No.
Okay, great. So it's a radio, and it's a small radio, you know, about 10 inches wide or something like that. And it's called Wi-Fi radio,
mm-hmm.
and it actually... you can listen to internet radio on it.
Oh, that's great.
So I was like extremely excited because now you're taking radio out of the computer and
uh-huh.
you're putting it on regular radio.
Wow.
You know, so I'm sure cars are...
The next thing.
And
yeah.
I felt that all along. So I contacted the company because
uh-huh.
I thought this is like a natural fit, you know.
Uh-huh.
And because I thought, I want to give away those radios.
That'd be great.
On the station. So they sent me an email and they said, sure, we can partner. We'll give
wow,
you radios.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so...
And it's about 10 inches, you said?
Yeah, it's not yeah. very big, so
uh-huh.
it's portable.
And you need
all
to
you
sign
to
up
do.
For a subscription to
the No, there's no subscription or nothing. That's
wow.
a nice thing. There's a lot of station pre-programmed, so
mm-hmm.
I'm working with them now on pre-programming our station in
right.
there as well.
Right,
But if you have a station that's not pre-programmed, you just go online, you create an account,
uh-huh.
and you set it up manually, you
that's
know?
Great.
And yeah, so it doesn't cost a dime to subscribe, you know, because it's internet, it's free,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's got alarm clock and everything, and you can also save MP3s on there. It's got like a USB thing.
It's great.
So it's an amazing thing. And it runs for $200,
mm-hmm.
Which is expensive, you know,
right.
for radio.
Right.
But it's just the beginning, you know.
Right.
This is like the first one.
Sure.
And I remember when I bought satellite radio, I spent like $300 or something,
mm-hmm.
plus the monthly subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So here, you're actually going to be able to listen to LA Talk Radio and other internet radio on a radio, a standalone radio. And all you have to have is like wireless internet in your home, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's it. And but the greatest thing, the big promise is that many cities are planning to institute citywide Wi-Fi. So anywhere you go, you're going to have wireless internet.
They should do
for
that.
For free.
They should do that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
because they know people need it.
Yeah.
You know, people need it. So, and that's not too far away, you know. So once that happens, you can take a radio like this anywhere. So I'm sure the next step is to do like portable ones, like an iPod or something, and in the cars and stuff.
Wow, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, so we're taking internet radio out of the computer, and it's going to become mainstream, you know.
That's great.
And the sound is great, you know, especially our station. We have such great quality audio that it comes in so clear. I can't even tell you. You know? So it's an amazing thing, and I'm really, really excited about this. I mean, I would promote this product every day, even if they didn't support us,
right?
You know, just because I think it's great. But we are going to get radios from them, which means we're going to institute games on our daily shows.
Oh, that's great.
And we'll have people win them and stuff. So
that's
it'll be
idea.
Awesome. I mean, that's a $200 prize.
That's great.
And we'll pay for the shipping too. Whatever, you know.
Or Sam will bring it to your house.
Yeah, I'm not going to charge you for something you want, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. Or bring it to your house. There you go. If you're in London, we'll take the flight there and bring
it to you. We do what we got to do.
Exactly.
If it's anywhere good, I'll go.
Yeah. So, so we're definitely moving along. And if anybody, if you, Andrea, or any listeners have ideas for games and stuff that we can do, then let's come up with those, you know.
Yeah.
And fun games and stuff. Because you have to work for this. You can't just give them away, you know.
We would have lost our own game. Who won for best director?
Right? Yeah,
what movie
exactly.
We would have lost, both of us.
So we have to be a little more on top of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah, so that's the exciting thing about the radio. And let's take a little break. We do have a guest or two coming in a little bit.
Great.
And tomorrow we're going to have someone calling in who is a ventriloquist. And he's got a puppet. And he performs in Vegas. So he's going to call in. And I asked him. I mean, he wanted to do a radio
show.
Well,
that's sort of cheating, isn't it? Yeah. Sort of cheating if you call in with the ventriloquist.
I know. I said, how is this going to work on radio?
How
you know?
Gonna know?
But it's two characters, you know. So I suppose it's okay. We're not going to see it, but... Well, we'll hear two different characters. Yeah, I mean, I get into ventriloquists because it's so, like, strange
if
sometimes.
If they're good. Yeah. When you see their lips moving, you're like, I could do this.
Yeah. But it's not so much the ability, because if you remember, there was one, was that the woman with the puppet? Remember? What's her name?
Oh, Sherry Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she moved her lips, right?
Oh, totally. Lamb chop.
Exactly, lamb chop. And she was moving her lips. I mean, it's not like she was trying to hide it.
No.
But it was still funny.
It was funny.
So it's the, I think it's more the content.
You know? It's a comedy of
it. You see like a chemistry between the comedian and his puppet.
Well, yeah.
If you can call it that.
I'm sure they do have chemistry. That's funny.
Yeah, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio.
And you know I'm not the one who's taking you down, not taking you down. All the questions are forgiven, but Jenna, yours are really bringing me down, yeah, bringing me down. Jenna, that's no consequence for you. Yeah, tell the truth. You had a life, you had a home. Now the game is over, there's no time out. You can't make. Oh,
Yes, and that's us, of course. So, Andrea, you just told me you went to an audition yesterday.
Yeah, I went to an audition yesterday.
So tell us all about it.
It was the nicest casting director I've ever experienced in my life. Because usually they're very like, okay, thank you, bye, get out of my office.
Right.
But she was so supportive. And so it was almost, you know, like, wow.
Really?
And so then I went to the callback and met with the director. Mm-hmm. So if I get it, there's... I don't know if you consider your ass nudity, but I would have to show my ass.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you proud of your ass?
I am proud of my ass.
Good.
I told him, I said, look, if you want to see it, I want to show it to you.
I like that.
That's why.
What
I'm,
about if I see? If I want to see it, will I get to see it?
That's not going
to
happen.
No, not going to happen. Only if you're in a movie, right?
Only if I'm, yeah, you could, I guess you'll be able to watch it on TV.
That's true.
And I don't know, like, I guess certain, this is FX, so I guess they can.
Really?
Yeah, they can get away
with. I didn't know they
with,
could.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess an ass isn't really nudity because on NYPD Blue they used to show ass.
Yeah,
remember Dennis Franz's ass?
That's true. I remember that story. I never saw it, but yeah, I mean, yeah, ass is not really nudity. I mean, sometimes they show it, but I don't know. I mean, on FX, that's more or less like a family type of entertainment.
Yeah, you think so?
I think. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. So you're gonna. So you would have to show your ass and everything, and that's fine with you.
I'm fine with that.
So that's a TV show or a movie?
TV show.
TV show.
A new TV show about bikers.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's like a series every week.
Uh huh. Series every week.
Wow, that'd be nice if you could get that.
Yeah, that would be very nice. I like that. We'll see. We'll hear today
about bikers.
Yeah, you never know though. Auditions are so weird. You never know. It's just like it's almost like dating. You know, you go in and you know sometimes
if you hit it off with them.
Yeah, a lot of my friends do that. The internet dating. Websites or what, match.com.
Yeah,
I call it meal.com.
Why is that?
Because they just go to get a meal.
Oh,
a
meal.
They go, worst case scenario, I got a good meal out of it, you know.
Yeah, but that's the women and the men.
The women. I
figure
don't know.
A piece of ass.
I don't know. I don't know men that do it. So
really,
yeah.
Well, you know that I did, and that's how I met my wife.
I don't think that was on match.com. I think
no,
was
it was on JDate.
Outofneed.com.
Out of
JDate, I heard, is great.
Yeah, JDate is great. If you're Jewish and... Or you don't
even
have to be.
Even if you're not Jewish.
Yeah.
Even if you just want to marry a guy with money.
Exactly.
or
a girl that knows how to make reservations.
Do you? There you go. You heard that, right? So why is that? Do you? Because it seems that Jewish people seem to... Most of them seem to have money and be successful. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's a stereotype?
I don't think it is a stereotype. Yeah. I haven't seen that
so
at
you
all.
So you know a lot of Jewish people
that no,
don't have money.
Including myself. I don't have a lot of money at all. You know?
But you're running a radio station. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know. Yeah, but what does that mean?
Well, it means you're doing something.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like how many of your Jewish friends just like lay around, smoke pot all day and watch TV?
Me. No, but no, I mean, there are. It is a generalization, but, you know, there are things about Jews, obviously, that are different,
right.
You know, and they have good, you know, like traditional family values and so forth. You know, parents always push their kids to succeed and stuff because simply because Jews have always been persecuted, you know, so they figured, you know, our advantage maybe is education and and values and family and all that stuff. So so I think it creates like a good fertile environment for people to flourish, you know, and so perhaps that's what it is. And yeah, but you know, I mean, that's it's a generalization to say Jews have money or Jews are cheap.
Right.
Because, and that's one thing I don't understand about Jews are cheap. It's like, what do you expect them to do exactly? I mean, you run into a Jewish person and you want them to just give you money? I mean, is that
That'd
what
be
it
nice.
Is? Yeah, I mean, why don't you have the same expectations from people that are not Jewish?
Right.
I mean, what does it mean that a Jew is cheap? That's what I'm trying to understand. You know, like if...
I think they're frugal, don't you think?
I don't even think that
no?
either. I don't see that. I mean, I see... All the people I know are very friggin' generous.
Well, generous and for me, like my people, let me tell you about my people.
Okay, if which are Italians?
Italians.
Italians.
If we make $100,
right.
we spend $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most people do. Most people
yeah.
do. You know, I mean, I don't see people that are going to like share the money with me just because
right.
they're not Jewish.
Well, I heard a friend of mine who's Jewish. This is what he said, and I don't know if this is true. He says that, especially as a religion,
right.
they believe in giving back.
Yes.
They believe in making a lot of money so that they can have an overflow
right.
and then help other people.
Absolutely.
So I think if that's yeah. your kind of your motto or your, yeah. your creed, then I think you are okay with making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because you're going to help people with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, either that, you know, but that's what I'm wondering is why do people feel... I mean, I see what you're saying. So mm-hmm. maybe like unconsciously people expect Jews to give some,
mm-hmm.
you know, because maybe that's their culture or mm-hmm. whatever. But to say, you know, I've yet to meet someone who says Jews are cheap and to explain why he feels that way, mm-hmm. you know, or like what does it mean, you know? I mean, because I happen to give, I mean, I don't give like big charity, but when there's homeless on the street, I like
right.
to help them. People that I know, I love to help and stuff, you know.
Right.
I mean, I love to give.
I think that's
give.
More of a characteristic than it is whether you're
exactly.
Jewish or whether... But,
exactly.
like, I was at a restaurant. I'll tell you a quick story. Me and my boyfriend were at a sushi restaurant. We were having sushi,
uh-huh.
and a roach climbed across the table.
What?
Yeah, while we were eating.
Wow.
And so we were like, ugh. So we were sort of done with our meal
yes.
anyway. It was the end of the meal. And
done
so,
with the restaurant,
yeah.
for crying out loud.
Right. See, now, this is interesting, because him and I both were like... Well, let's just, you know, pay our bill and get out of here. And sitting next to us were two Jewish ladies, and they went, what are you doing? And we're like, well, we're going to pay and go. No, you don't pay for that meal. Are you kidding? There was a roach on the table. You call them over.
Right.
And she said to me, she goes, I could tell you're not Jewish. This is a Jewish
really?
Woman said this to me. And I says, really? I go, you're going to get the meal for free? She goes, you're going to get your meal for free? And because we sat next to you, we plan to get our meal for free, too. So
yeah.
there
yeah.
is something to that where, you know, they're not, I don't think it's about being cheap, but it's about being smart with your money and
yeah,
they value their money maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But I mean, the stereotypes are in abundance, you know,
mm-hmm.
about Jewish people. And, you know, I don't let it bother me. I mean, you just keep going, you
well,
know.
They're not bad.
But
they're not bad stereotypes.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, you know, like Jews are cheap, you know. I mean, it's like, what do you mean you're cheap? I know all the Jews I know are very generous. Very freaking generous.
Yeah.
Charity and everything, you know, and helping people out. So I don't understand that. But that's, you know, beside the point. So, but to go back to online dating,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, that site worked for me. I mean, I was on Match.com probably for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. All garbage stuff.
Right, right.
You know, and then I got on JDate. And like 3 days later,
we
connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very exciting. And I mean, neither one of us could believe that actually something came out of it, you
really?
Know, because many people don't think it really works.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that goes on J dates.
Yeah,
yeah, and she goes on Match.com dates, and usually they're awful. Usually it's these horrible stories, and I go, why do you
yeah.
do it?
Well, they need to meet the person for. I mean, talk to them on the phone for a while
yeah.
before you ever meet them.
Yeah,
you know, I think you need myself. Especially, you know, you need to build a sort of even a telephone relationship
mm-hmm.
or an email relationship, something
mm-hmm.
where you can get a feel for the person
mm-hmm.
before you go, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you might still be disappointed when you meet them.
Yeah.
But, you know, have something in common.
To me, it's too controlled or something. I don't know. For me, it's like I just have to have chemistry with somebody. You meet them
yeah.
and you have a spark and you have chemistry
right.
and then you date them.
So you don't think you can get chemistry without meeting them in person?
No,
really?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh.
Because you can have a great phone conversation, but if
right.
when I see you and you see me, there's nothing.
Right.
Then to me, it's like, I don't know. I don't
yeah,
think
yeah, but
it
by
can
then you developed
that.
Sort of like a, not an attachment, but a connection
mm.
that you might say, you know what, maybe he's not as handsome as his picture was, but But I like him. Mm-hmm. I like him as a person. Mm. You know, so maybe it's worth pursuing.
Then we would be friends, but I don't know that we would have a relationship. To me, it's a it's a physical attraction first, and then if there's more beyond the physical attraction, then it grows into a relationship.
Right.
Yeah. To have an intellectual connection with someone and then get a physical, I mean, I don't know. People do it. My girlfriend's always like, "Give it 3 dates." I'm like, I know in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't need 3 dates.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You either click or you don't.
Yeah.
I really think there's a lot to it, you know. I mean, I don't think, you know, maybe you can learn to love someone, but like you said, the attraction, the physical attraction, that you can't learn. It's either there or it's not.
Yeah, like I couldn't date somebody without a sense of humor. That's like the number one thing.
Yeah,
you know.
But that kind of bothers me about women because they all say that. They all say that.
Sense and of it's humor. Like, we all say that.
Yeah, you all say that. It's like, you know, if he makes me laugh, you know, and it's like, why is it my responsibility to make you laugh? What am I, a fucking clown? You know?
Let me say this. I don't expect them to make me laugh because it's. Especially for a comic, we really don't laugh. It's really, really, it's funny. It really takes something. This is how comics think something is funny. We'll sit around and if someone's on stage and it's a good, we'll do like, oh, it's funny.
Really?
We're never like, ha ha.
Really?
Yeah, it just doesn't, because we see the joke coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, for a guy to make me laugh, I mean, really rare.
Yeah.
Really rare to actually laugh. You know, I'd be like, huh, it's funny, but.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't expect a guy to be able to make me
laugh. But you like a sense of humor. You want them at least to understand your sense of humor.
They got to get my jokes, which a lot of people don't. Because they're dry and I don't deliver them like I'm being funny. I deliver them like, you know.
Serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. I mean, that makes me laugh when people deliver it seriously like
dry,
that.
Very dry, dry sense of humor, Because sometimes it takes a second, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people are like, was she serious about that or what?
I know. But when people pull it on me, I always fall for it. You know, if they say something serious, I fall for it every time. And so then you feel like you've been fooled. You know?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, sense of humor is great, you know, and I can totally appreciate that in people. But like I said, I've heard women like, he makes me laugh, or, you know, I need someone who makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, fuck well, yeah, you, you yeah. know. Yeah, find your own things to laugh about.
Yeah, and I think, too, that's not only just a lot of pressure, but it's like, you know, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, you're living with somebody and you always got to make them laugh.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, I get up like on stage performing 15 minutes and it's like, I'll make you laugh during that time. But in life, all day long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what kind of material do you do normally? Like marriage, relationship stuff?
Mm-hmm, relationship stuff. And I don't know, just shit that seems weird to me, you know.
Really?
Stuff that, you know, just... wrote a thing about the grocery store. There's something really weird going on in the grocery store. Do you notice it? It's like they're on commission lately. Do you ever ask somebody in the grocery store where something is? The guy used to be like, oh, yeah, aisle 5. Now they're like, would you like me to show you?
Oh, they lead you to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, why do I want you to show me? What am I, Helen Keller? Tell me what aisle. I'll find it. You know what I mean? Then you're on that awkward like first date with them. You're like walking down the aisles and you're like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
Yeah, it's like, what do I say to you until we get there?
Yeah, and then even when they bag your groceries, like, do you need help to your car?
Yeah.
Why? Am I on crutches? What do you make you... And you didn't give a shit last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? You'd bitch if they didn't offer this either, you know? Because,
I think it's creepy.
But it's service, you know? I mean,
it's a weird
service.
Kind of service, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's weird.
Yeah. I guess, but look, I mean, I feel bad. Look, they
do
don't.
Do you feel good when they want to walk you to your car?
Well,
the bag boy
that they offer. Yeah, I mean, I don't need their help. But
you want
to
help?
But
me?
I haven't been to a grocery store in 3 years. What would I know since I met my wife?
Oh, well, they don't even know. You gotta go. I'm telling you, it's completely changed.
Yeah.
Seriously, the grocery store wants to help me. You know, take down the prices.
Yeah.
Give me some free shit. I don't want you to help me in my car. Take a bag of groceries and just, you know, don't charge me for it.
Yeah.
So you can help me.
But it's funny. But I mean, you're right. I never thought about this. But sometimes they just walk to where the thing is. But I know that's what they train them to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they really want to.
Let me show you where it is.
Yeah.
And the grocery stores have gotten too big, too.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been in one in 3 years, so you can't relate. But they're huge now. Seriously, it's huge. It's like aisle 77 is where the milk is.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they sell too many things there, DVDs and CDs. It's like, why do you need so much shit? Can I just get milk, bread, eggs, and get the fuck out of here?
Well, I guess they figure you're already there. You know, might as well buy anything. I remember used to have in grocery stores, they would have like a whole set of lawn furniture and shit, you know, in the middle of the store.
It confuses you, though, doesn't it? You go in, you're like, I need to get milk, eggs, bread, cheese, and toothpaste. And all of a sudden, you're like, lawn furniture. And then you come home, you're like, where's the toothpaste? I don't know, but I got a Chase lounge. Let's put it in the yard. What happened?
I know. It's weird. VCRs and DVDs and all this shit.
Yeah,
I
you spend $1,600. I sent you for eggs.
I know. But you know what? I don't miss going to the grocery stores at all. No. I just hate it.
No. I don't like doing any of that stuff. I need to get a wife.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That'd be good.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah, I think I could.
There's actually people you can hire who will do this stuff for you.
I don't want to pay them.
Yeah. Well, when you have plenty of money, you will, I'm sure.
That's right. Then I'll pay them. Yeah, I would pay people to do everything, especially I hate laundry. I don't ever want to do laundry again.
Yeah.
What else do I hate? Cleaning. I don't clean. I like to cook.
Do you?
Yeah, I do like to cook.
That's cool.
But I don't like to clean up.
So you probably cook well since you like it.
I cook well, but I haven't really been cooking because I'm in a very small apartment. And so I have like, you know, the little tiny stove. You ever seen that? Where it's like you can't put two pots on at one time. You can boil the water for the pasta and then later cook the sauce. So I see. It's very small.
And plus apartments get very smelly from the cooking, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like stuffy and everything, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my apartment's a mess. And I have a dog that's very close to death. So you walk in and go, fuck is that smell? It's my dog. He's not dead yet. I really thought he'd be dead by now. I didn't anticipate him being around that long. Well, it's my first dog as an adult.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
As a kid, I didn't know.
How long have you had him?
12 and a half years.
Wow.
Yeah, he can't see and he can't hear.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he walks into walls. It's kind of funny. It's sort of amusing. He's just like, boof.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wouldn't laugh too much. I mean, you feel bad for them, you know?
I don't know what to do because they're like, well, is he eating? I go, yeah, he's still eating. Yeah, he's got a sense of smell. Right. But I just don't know. Like, you know.
Do you take him on walks with the leash?
He doesn't really walk too. I mean, I take him out to go to the bathroom, but it's like he'll walk, you know, and he's always looking for what he's going to crash into.
Oh, man.
I know. But what do I do? Terrible. Do I put him down? I feel like Kevorkian.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm, I don't know.
When do you know? Right?
You can't figure out what they want to do. Right. You know? I mean,
I should get the dog whisperer to come and talk to him and say, "What? You know, maybe he's saying, fucking kill me. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a dilemma.
Put me out of my misery.
It's a dilemma.
Or maybe he's saying, you know, I'm having a great time. Who needs sight and hearing as long as you feed me?
Yeah. That's true. That's all they want, really, is love and food, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just like a man.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's true.
That's all I got to do. Feed him and love him. That's it.
Yeah. But you know what? Speaking of dogs, this just reminds me. There's a headline, dog plucks boy from the river. Okay? And in Omaha, Nebraska, this kid jumped into the river, and he always used to swim there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the water level was higher than usual. And he says, you know, this is what the boy says. He says, it was like over my head, and I couldn't touch, you know.
So he was drowning,
Yeah, that's
basically.
What he was saying, yeah. And so he started shouting, help, help. And he saw his dog jumping into the water.
Wow.
And allowing him to hold on to his neck, and the dog swam back to the bank.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's a dog.
Yeah, you know,
that's a real dog.
Yeah, I get goosebumps when I hear this. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like because we sometimes treat them like animals,
right?
But they're more than animals. I mean, man really created the domesticated dog. You know, they didn't exist.
No.
And so we've created them.
Yeah, I don't know that we treat them like dogs. I mean, I've seen a lot of people treat their dogs like people.
Oh, yeah,
You've seen these dogs in the purses with the clothes and the hats.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Sometimes people go the other way.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, where I live, I sit on the balcony a lot, and all the people walk their dogs, and they fucking talk to them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But talk to them in like a baby voice, you know? It's like, come on, Maggie, don't do this. And I'm like, I can't fucking believe this shit.
Yeah, and that dog would not rescue you from the river.
No.
You know what I mean? Those aren't the dogs that rescue you. That dog would sit there and go.
Yeah.
And
by the way,
me?
If you wonder, it was a Labrador retriever. Mm-hmm. So he retrieved all right, you know, lived up to his name. And so that's just an amazing thing. You know, I mean, you never know what your dog's going to do for you, but they're definitely, What am I trying to look at? I mean, it's nice to have them, you know. Yeah. I mean, I love dogs.
Do you have a dog?
But I would never live with one. No.
Right.
I can't stand living with animals, you know, the hair and the smell and the right. and the poop.
But you got two teenagers, don't you?
Yeah, but they That's don't live enough. With me. They live with a mom.
Oh, okay.
But they have a dog, yeah. They have a chihuahua. So every time I go there, she's like, she goes crazy. She starts peeing every time I go in the house.
That bugs me.
Well, but it's not like she pees. It's like it escapes because she's just so...
She's so excited.
So excited to see me.
I dated a guy like that once. So.
But she's used to it because we lived together when we got her, you know. Uh-huh. So she was very close to me and stuff. So now every time she sees me, she's just like all over the place. But no, I could never live with a dog, you know. I mean, I just go to my kid's house and I'm there 5 minutes and I leave with hair all over my shirt and
yeah.
my clothes and stuff,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, it's true. To do it again, I'm not going to have an animal after this for a while.
No,
I'm done.
And what I really don't understand is cats, you know. I mean, what do you get out of them?
I hate cats.
Yeah, what do you get out of them, you know?
I don't know.
They don't give a shit, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, they couldn't care less. I mean, my kids had cats, and 2 years later, the cat just walked away and disappeared.
Yeah,
you know?
They just go out.
They're not really loyal or anything.
No. Yeah. Dogs at least have a personality to me. Cats,
yeah, they really do.
I could care less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever always had dogs?
Well, I had a cat when I was a kid, and she was vicious. She used to attack all my friends. I still have scars from this cat.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. Siamese cat, and it would hide in the cabinets, and you would open the cabinet, and it would come out at you. And seriously, it was just vicious, and
wow.
it would run up to you and scratch you, and then run away.
Wow.
Yeah. It was nuts. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't relate to cats at all.
Mm-mm.
But some people swear by them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get any satisfaction from cats.
I had a hamster I really liked.
Really?
I did, seriously. The hamster would sit with me at the computer and it was really cool. Yeah, it was really weird.
And he wasn't like running around and hiding and everything?
Really? And it would get out. It would, you know, get out of its cage.
Yeah.
And it would always go into the oven, which I thought, God, that could be a tragic story one day. What are you baking? Nothing. What's that smell?
Yeah.
But it was interesting. He would collect things from all around the house.
Really?
Because he knew he was out. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm out. You know what I mean? And he would put stuff in his mouth like... You know, like stuff you'd find in dog food or, you know, buttons or, you know, whatever he found on the ground. He'd stuff it in his cheeks.
Really?
Then he'd go into the broiler and pull it all out. So when you found him, you know, I'd always open up the broiler and he'd be sitting there like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? That little face like, oh,
like
shit.
And
surrounded with like all garbage that he picked up along the way. So they're very smart. They're smart animals. They'd be like, all right, put me back in the cage.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because my kids had a hamster not too long ago and he... I guess got away, got out of the cage or something, and they couldn't find him anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe he was under the bed or whatever, and where the hell are you going to find it, you know? So I told him, I said, you know what, just wait a few days. If he doesn't come to eat, you'll smell it.
Oh, God. So
wherever he dies, you'll smell
it. Did
him.
He
but
die?
No, they found him. Yeah,
they found him. This guy that used to teach me guitar, he told me a story where his hamster actually ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Days, weeks went by, they couldn't find him. And then one day he opened up his front door and the hamster was on the porch.
Whoa.
It was like he just went out and checked things out and went, you know what? Life isn't so good without the habit trail. I'm back.
Wow.
Feed me, clothe me. Yeah. Well, I think they think it's going to be great. They're like, I'm out. It's great, you know? And then they're like, this sucks. No one's feeding me.
That's funny.
Come back. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Cats are like that too. I have a friend that has a cat that just takes off for days and then comes back.
Yeah, then they come back, huh?
Who needs it?
Yeah. I know. My kids had one cat that we had to put to sleep because she was getting really sick. I mean, she started walking sideways. You know, it was like so...
Maybe she was drunk.
No, but that was sad. I mean, when you see an animal suffer like this, it's like, you know, your heart just breaks.
My grandpa walked sideways. We didn't put him down. We just locked the liquor cabinet. Like, that's it. That's it for Grandpa.
That's a good one. Yeah.
No, it is sad when you have to put them. And that's the point I'm at now. It's like, I don't know. Do I put them down? Do I keep them going? You know.
You still have a grandfather that's alive?
No. I'm not talking about my grandfather. I'm talking about dog.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Grandpa.
Yeah, I was joking.
Oh, okay. You see,
head.
I need to learn your...
Well,
how am I supposed to know what you're talking about a dog when you say Grandpa?
No, I was just saying he walked sideways, my grandpa, like the cat. No, none of my grandparents are alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, that means we're old. Well, I am.
That just means that they're dead. That's what that means.
That's what
because I have friends my age that still have grandparents that are alive. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, some people live a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to live a long time if I was healthy.
You would.
If I had my health.
That's a big if, though. You know, I mean, you start hitting your 70s, 80s, and forget about it.
I don't know. I think that our generation is much more health conscious than my grandparents' generation.
But I don't know if it has anything to do with it. You know, I mean.
Really? You don't think so? You don't think what you put into your body?
No, I don't. Because I've seen people that are very healthy that die young, and I see people that are not healthy and they live very long. You know, I mean, I mean, you're obviously reducing your chances of premature death or something if you're healthy. But, you know, who knows?
Well, I think there's factors, but I think you do reduce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is this. When I get to the age where somebody else has to wipe my ass, I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to go. I don't think I could live like that. I don't think I could live with that embarrassment, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But what are you going to do? You know, I mean, at the age of 80, kill yourself? I don't know.
Start drinking and smoking.
So I'm just sort of praying I'll go before I get really sick, you know.
Really? Yeah. You don't want to be really sick.
No, because, I mean, I'm seeing people suffer all the time, you know. My father-in-law, the nicest, sweetest man in the world, right, did everything for other people. And now he's been suffering from Parkinson's for like 3 years already, you know. And you can see the person just diminishing and disappearing before your eyes, you know. And that's got to be like terrible.
Yeah.
You know, slow death, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know that it probably crosses their minds like, shit, I should just die or something. But, you know.
Yeah. You're just playing traffic.
Yeah. I don't know if it comes through because people do have that instinct to live, you know, and to survive and stuff. Yeah. So I think even in adversity, people will try and stay alive, you know, for whatever, you know. Anyway, I'm looking for a guest. They're not here yet, but we'll take a break in a few minutes. But so that was the story with the dog, and it's amazing, you know. I mean, it's just like
pulled him out of the river.
Yeah, and the dog swam back, you know. But you have to ask yourself, how does he even understand what the hell is going on, you know? So, but they say that some dogs are very smart, especially the Labradors, you know. So.
I think dogs are very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cats, eh.
Yeah. Cats are, well, even if cats are smart, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Now, get this. The police arrested this man who he took his, he's 27, he took out his 2-year-old boy, parked on a deserted road at night, took out the boy and started beating him, stomping him, and punching him to death.
How old was the boy?
Kicking him. 2 years old.
Oh, my
Andrea.
God.
2 fucking years old. And so they're saying that they believe that's his son. But what I'm asking, they said the boy was unrecognizable when he's pronounced dead at the hospital.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with people?
2 years old.
Yeah.
2 years old. I mean, how fucked up do you have to be?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know,
and this is premeditated, obviously. Yeah. You know, it's not like, you know, let's say he just went out of his mind when the baby screamed and, you know, and didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
But this is pre-fucking meditated.
Yeah.
You know, he took out the time, planned it, found a deserted road, took the kid out. And, you know, and why like that?
Well,
why
any like asshole that? Can have a kid.
You know, that's but this is beyond like comprehension. I mean, I'm really trying to understand why would a person do this?
You can't understand because they're just crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Hey, what is that the different story than the kid? Did you hear about the kid that was abandoned at Walmart?
No.
2 years old. He was left at Walmart with a note.
Really?
Yeah.
When? Just now? Like yesterday or something?
I don't know when that happened.
Yeah.
There's a,
I wow.
I think it happened yesterday.
So at Walmart?
At Walmart. Just dropped him off.
Wow.
And put a note. But you know what? I actually respect those parents more than the guy that beats his kid.
Yeah.
If you really just don't want your kid anymore, just give it to somebody.
No, absolutely.
People want kids.
Yeah.
Angelina
but not
Jolie
just to leave them in
it.
The fucking street.
Brad Pitt will take it. They got 20 kids
I mean,
now?
Can you imagine growing up finding out that you were abandoned in a fucking Walmart when you were a baby?
Right.
Is that like depressing or what?
Do you go to Walmart and feel like you get nervous? Do you go with your wife and be like, don't leave me.
Yeah.
Don't leave me.
I know traumas from Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what kind of a note? What did the note say?
I didn't read it. I didn't read the note. But I guess it said,
leave a baby
here's
with
my
note.
Kid. Please take him.
Yeah. Wow.
On sale, $4.77.
Yeah. And you get free milk. Free quart of milk.
It gets marked down. 2-year-olds are a lot of work. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But I kind of miss those ages, you know. I mean, I miss when my kids were little.
Do you really?
I really do.
I don't.
I loved it. You
really?
Know, I loved it, yeah. Because now they don't, you know, I mean, look, we're still very close and stuff, but it's they don't feel like kids anymore. You know, they're grown, teens and stuff. And I kind of miss that. I don't know, because it's as though as parents we're expected to one day just turn off this parental instinct we have, mm-hmm. and face the fact that now they're adults and they can do whatever they want, mm-hmm. and they talk back to us. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not the same. It's not the same anymore. One day you're like God to them, and then the next you're not. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a phone call coming, okay. So we'll see. Good morning. You're on the air with Andre and Sam. Who's on the air?
Ted Trujillo.
Sorry?
My name is Ted.
Oh, Ted. How you doing, Ted?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Ted. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Ted? No. Do I know you, Ted?
No, he just hung up. Oh. I don't know what his story is. Maybe he'll call back.
That was all he had. Yeah. Hi, good morning. My name is Ted.
Yeah. But, yeah, I had his name on here. He must have called before on Skype, you know.
Oh, okay.
So he came in on a Skype call. That's why he sounded so weird.
But what is Skype call?
That's what we use for the phone is Skype. I don't know if you've heard. Uh-huh. It's a program you download, uh-huh. and you can talk to anybody in the world for free.
Wow.
From computer to computer.
Really?
But we also have a phone number attached to it. So when people call, they just call from a regular phone.
Right.
But
and it goes
we get
there.
It on the computer.
I was going to ask you how that worked. What's our phone number?
818. Uh-huh. Thank you for asking. Uh-huh. The number is 818-602-4498. I'm so bad with these things, you know. And we do have our guests in the house. So we're going to take that break we talked about. And we'll be right back.
The phone lines are open on Mornings with Sam and Andrea. Call 818-602-4498 to get on the air. Call now. It's LA Talk Radio.
Jump the shark every time. You wanna move just like Gene Kelly.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have joined up to save the world.
Save the world.
It's Mornings with Sam and Andrea, only on LA Talk Radio.
And we're back once again. Thanks for staying with us. And Andrea, we have a couple of guests in the studio.
I know, I'm very excited.
Good morning, and let me bring up your mics. That would help, right?
Yep.
Good
well,
morning
we
to you.
Well, we want to hear them, yeah.
Okay, so so we have Eddie.
Hi, how are right? you doing, guys?
Good.
Hi, Eddie.
And
Hi.
Thanks for coming in, Eddie. Eddie is going to do a show with us, and in fact, David, right?
That's me, David.
That's David. And so are you going to be on the show with Eddie as well?
Yes, I'm going to be his psychic.
Wow, sounds good to me.
That's great.
The Ed McMahon to the Johnny Carson, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
So so you guys are going to do a show with us,
yes.
And we're really excited. What is the name of the show?
High Frequency Living.
High Frequency mm-hmm. Living. Sounds pretty interesting. So what is it going to be about? What does it entail?
It's a combination of everything. David and I are both intuitives. We do that as our full-time job. Mm-hmm. And we're both like writers. He's a director. He just finished directing one of my DVDs, which is like fabulous. And then we get together and we talk about metaphonics instead of metaphysics,
mm-hmm.
how to create the life you want, sort of law of attraction kind of things. Mm-hmm. And it's an advice thing, and it's about friends, and it's a combination.
Wow.
What's the DVD
funny.
Called?
Living the High Frequency Life. So
nice.
Original.
Yeah. Nice. I like it. I like it.
There's a theme going on here.
Yeah. Can you feel it?
With frequencies and everything.
So yeah. Being that you both are psychic, do you know what the other one's going to say before he says it?
Once in a while. Yeah,
does that tune in
yeah,
sometimes?
It's kind of weird.
Absolutely. I'll be thinking, oh, I got to call Eddie. Bring, bring. Oh. Okay, wow. I guess he got my message.
Really?
That's great. That's very really cool.
So what's an intuitive? I mean, I never heard of the term before. Explain it to me. How is it different from psychics or?
An intuitive, psychic. If you're a psychic, there's all kinds of different psychics. There's psychics who only predict deaths. There's psychics who specialize in love, some in gambling, believe mm-hmm. it or not.
Oh, my boyfriend would love that.
Yeah.
He's a poker player.
Yeah, the sports.
I'm one of those.
So you can move this a little if you want.
Mm-hmm.
There are specialties in everything, and intuitive is something every single human is.
Mm.
Oh.
Everybody's intuitive. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
I agree, yeah.
It's the degree to which you've worked out that muscle.
Right.
You know, everybody's got that feeling of like, oh, I should have done that, or I'm forgetting this, and you go and you forgot it. Or
do you think there's good intuitive thought and bad intuitive thought? Because I get intuitive thoughts sometimes that could get me in trouble.
you
know
like,
what I mean?
Like what, for example?
You know what I mean? Like sometimes you think, oh, that'd be a great idea, but it wouldn't.
In my opinion,
absolutely.
And I think every intuitive thought is a good thought, even if it's a bad thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's your gut instinct saying, don't sleep with him, Andrea.
my gut instinct says, sleep with him, Andrea. That's my intuitive thought.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Well, it is if you have a boyfriend.
Oh, good point. That would be the good intuitive hunch and the bad thought.
There you go.
I guess that would be an obstacle.
he would disagree that that's a good intuitive thought.
Well,
that's whether you got in and got cut or not.
That's true. I like the where you're going with that.
So you guys have like, you get feelings and stuff. I mean, you get like, do you have like visions of things that are happening and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, D, all of the above.
Wow.
Did you envision this doing radio?
We're trying not to talk
pointing at each other.
David and I will do readings for each other, and one of the things he will say is like, I see you on the radio and ta 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 ta. And this was before then.
Wow.
Really?
Honest and truly.
Wow.
So I mean, and it's crazy fun.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. And we've had such a good time. We thought, if he's gonna get on the radio, I might as well get onto his
podcast. Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
There you go. You can't let him succeed by himself.
Jump
on that bandwagon.
Reach him to the top.
And keep me grounded.
Yeah. So you guys work well. How long have you worked together?
We've known each other since like 2001.
Yeah, I think so, around like Spirit Light. No, yeah. We knew about each other via Spirit Light Expo in 2000, yet we didn't know each other, and we kept seeing each other's picture, and I would be like, I know this guy.
Right.
Right, and then we actually, there are people that like psychic shop, and so they would say, oh, you're so fabulous. Have you heard of Eddie Connor? You should go see Eddie Connor, and
they would hear the same thing about David.
Wow.
That's true. Psychic Dave.
Wow.
Right, Psychic Dave.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So then somebody actually said, oh, why don't you guys meet? And we were supposed to meet, and then it didn't work out for whatever reason, and then we were both doing a Learning Annex?
A Psychic Fair at the Learning Annex.
Yeah, and that's where we actually then met, and like, oh my God. that? Eddie Cotter.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Now The Secret is real popular now, this kind of thinking and all this. Now, what do you guys think? Do you guys think that you can actually decide that this is what you want in your life and then you can get it? Or is there some kind of, you know, this is what is meant in your life and then you sort of align with that? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My turn. I think a lot of people, The Secret hit mainstream, which was what its ultimate purpose was.
Sure.
As an intuitive, I would say.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it helped everyday people realize that every thought they think creates their reality, whether they know it or not.
Right.
And metaphysicians and spiritual people for years, decades, centuries, we know that it's not about attracting the castle or the car, which is a byproduct of feeling good.
Right.
It is about holding the rich, happy thoughts inside in your mind, in your heart mind, and in your gut brain all at the same time. And then when you play with that frequency, you're going to attract really great opportunities. Voila.
Wow. Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's, you know, you hear, oh, do your mantra, do your affirmation and stuff. But it's really about how you feel about that affirmation.
So you're saying it's the feelings that attract the stuff rather than the thoughts.
Well, it's a combination because we're sentient beings, so we're going to be thinking.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But we're also feeling. Okay.
Right.
So, but if you're thinking, oh, what's that new car? And you're so tense and so angry about it, you know,
the universe is going to say yes to tense and anger.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's more intense. That's a stronger feeling.
And also what you're thinking, if you're thinking like, I want that new car, and there's that other voice going, you're not going to get a new car.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And it's, I love what you said, because the thought is the initial thing.
Right.
And when you say, I want the new car, what your gut will say is, look at your bank account.
Yeah.
Look at your credit limit. You know,
that's also what my father would say, too.
Yeah, you can drive the Ford Pinto and dream about the BMW all you want to.
Well, in fact, Eddie's first book is called The Big Butt Syndrome, and that's it. I want a new car,
but
I don't have enough money, or but my dad said, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, you know, it's,
or I want to sleep with the guy, but I've got a boyfriend.
Right. See, when you said big butt theory, I went instantly to my butt. I thought, I got to stop thinking I have a big butt.
Exactly.
I will have a hot ass.
That's perfect.
Exactly. I'm going to work on that. Yeah.
A lot of us have big butts about our big butts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, someone just offered her to expose her butt in the movies, so.
TV.
Yeah.
If so I get the job.
Yeah, so it must not be that bad, right?
No, it's not bad.
No, you were just talking about your ass.
I'm a hot piece of ass, Sam. I'll have you know.
Well, yeah.
It's all holding
let's
up there.
See it.
Yeah. Let's do the survey.
Oh, no, that's a nice
that's
ass.
Kind of fabulous.
Thank
you. Let's
go for
teardrop shape. Ding, ding, ding,
I got orchestra and balcony.
Yeah,
yeah.
She really does.
That's a plus, right?
Yeah, exactly. As she points to parts of her body.
I think the audience, listening audience, gets orchestra and balcony. They know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't have known?
No, me either, unless I saw the visual.
Yeah.
Tits and
ass. I got it. No, I got it. But I'm a man from the theater. My background is actually in the theater.
Me too.
I totally was right there with you.
Yeah. Got it. Now, how does this conflict with people who have Christian beliefs or you know, people who are religious? Does this conflict?
There are many prophets that were in the Bible.
Right.
And Ezekiel was a psychic.
Right, right.
But people don't necessarily think about it because, oh, he was a prophet.
Right, right. But prophets did prophesize and predict things, right?
Absolutely.
That would happen.
Absolutely. So we're just modern-day prophets.
Yeah, and based on the teachings of the Bible, the truth is it's about following your intuition, which is what Christ taught 24/7.
Definitely.
You know, come from your heart chakra. That's exactly what he was talking about all the time.
Mm.
And if you're coming from a place of love, you're not going to hurt other people, and you're not going to attract people to hurt you.
Yeah. But also Christ could pierce the veil. He could. He believed that there was food enough to feed the masses with the fishes and the bread. Okay.
Right.
just, you know, thinking, oh, I can't, it can't happen. As opposed to if we just kept that pure thought, you know, who knows, maybe McDonald's would drop by with, you know, hamburgers. You
right.
You never know.
It'd be fish sandwiches for everybody.
And it's not even Friday.
Can you give him the station address just to help him out?
Well, and you struck a really powerful chord, and that is belief. Christ believed, and there are times when we have strong beliefs about things. Mm-hmm. Those are high frequency, pure desires.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say, I believe that I can feed the 40 people, I don't know where I'm going to get the money to do it. That's a low frequency.
Right.
It's a high and a low frequency butting up against each other.
Sure.
No pun intended.
Sure. And so, I mean, he created water into wine. I mean, wasn't that one of the stories? I mean, you got to have some strong beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. Pure, high frequency, strong beliefs.
Right.
Yeah.
So really it's the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So explain frequency to those who I mean, I don't really understand. I know it has to do with energy and all that, but I'm not really into that. Explain frequency and high frequency.
That's a great question. Frequency, there's two frequencies that we emit 24/7. Even when we're sleeping, we're emitting a frequency. And the good news is when you're sleeping, you're emitting a high frequency. A high frequency is anything that feels good to you as an individual, not to the mass consciousness, just to you. And so anything, a high frequency for me would be doing things like this. Beauty, music, anything that makes me feel good is a high frequency. Therefore, I'm outputting a high frequency and getting back prosperity, meaning good friends, monetary ease, that sort of thing. A low frequency is negative thought, negative feeling, negative emotion, negative belief systems. And the high frequency is rich and the low frequency is poor. And what most humans do, would you say this?
Absolutely.
Is we would talk about, I really want the relationship. That's a high frequency, but I don't have one now. That's a low frequency. So they cancel each other out.
Oh, wow.
The universe says yes to the desire for a relationship and no, you don't have it at the same time. And that's where we all get stuck in the rut of the big butt syndrome.
So how would you change that? What would be the right thing to say?
You start what I call appreciasking. And you'll start saying like I really like you two as a radio couple. I like you as a host and co-host. I like the beauty in those buildings. I like that the temperature is a nice 70 degrees today and there's a breeze blowing. I like that I found my way here with David's help and then with Sam's directions. All of those things to me are honest, high frequency. They feel good to me and it's an output that I'm doing. What I'm attracting are people, places, circumstances, and situations that match that. There was not a rude person downtown. We saw it. We passed a couple of crazy people. Yet they were harmless, and they were talking to somebody up in their frequency.
So it's almost like what they talk about, like the like a gratitude list, like a walking gratitude list.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the gratitude journal, and I do it, you know, several times a week.
Really?
And it's actually great. For those of you who don't know what a gratitude journal is, it's this briefly. You take a journal, and on the left-hand side of the page, you write, you know, I am grateful for the wonderful omelet that I had for breakfast this morning. I am grateful for the swift drive into the city today. Okay, so all of the things that have happened that you already know that happened that were already good. Okay, so you're basically raising your frequency by, by this list. Okay, on the opposite page, you're going to write, I am grateful for my movie being picked up and being worldwide box office success. Okay. So these are things that have not yet happened, but I'm approaching them from a place of gratitude as if they have already happened.
Wow, yeah.
Because you have to see it first.
Well, you just have to see it, feel it.
Feel it.
Okay, so yeah. I mean, the best thing to do is take that moment to kind of get into the place of gratitude and say, you know, I'm really thankful, I'm thankful, I'm thankful. Anything you can do to kind of raise your vibration before you start is best, okay? But you don't have to because it will automatically raise your vibration in order to do this. Now, what I found for myself is like when I needed to get my passport, I was like, I am grateful that I'm getting my passport. But it kind of reminded me, oh, I got to apply for my passport, right? And so they said, oh, it's like an 8-week delay in getting passports and stuff. So I applied for my passport on January 31st before the price went up for passports. And I had it back by February 13th. So less than 2 weeks. But I'd done it for a couple of weeks before saying, oh, I'm grateful I'm getting this. I'm grateful I'm getting this. I'm like, oh, I really need to get this. But I had already raised my vibration for it. So when it went to the passport immigration control, I was like, oh, this is a high one. We'll just get this one out quickly.
So because I think we, you know, we tend to limit ourselves. You know what I mean? We think, oh, it's got to be 8 weeks because so-and-so said it's going to be 8 weeks. And and then we already put ourselves in that box if that's what's going to happen as opposed to just going, I'm just going to take the action and see what happens. I find that with actors a lot too, you know, some and comics can be so negative, you know. It was like, oh, there's no jobs. Well, someone's on TV. Somebody's got a job.
Somebody's getting
you know
paid
I mean?
$20 million for a bad movie.
Right. Why not me? Why not me?
I can make that bad movie.
Totally.
I can make it worse.
I can make it worse.
Hire
me.
More.
Yeah, more money and worse acting.
Yeah.
It's the way we do it. It's the way we roll in
LA.
It's
the way we roll.
That's
great.
But you know, I mean, I think there's a lot to what you're saying, you know, and like, for example, this is the first endeavor, this radio, where I never really had any doubt that it's going to succeed, you know? I just kind of went into it with the state of mind of like, yes, you know, I mean, I'm taking a road, I'm envisioning this, and this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, that's exactly what's happening. And I feel I've never succeeded in business like this before. And, you know, so I can totally relate to what you're saying, you know. And the thing is that it didn't really require a lot of thought. It's just, I think if you find something you're passionate about mm-hmm. and you pursue this, you know, all the doubts are gone.
That's the perfect way to say it, because most humans don't have passion about anything.
Yeah.
They like to have a glorified bitch fest. Mm. And it starts on the way to work and it doesn't end till they fall asleep. Mm. And so the universe keeps saying yes to more things to bitch about.
Yeah.
Right. Because remember, the universe doesn't care.
Right.
The experiences are neither good nor bad to the universe. They are just an experience.
Right.
We as humans say, oh, that was good or that was bad.
Right.
And
right.
Absolutely. And I read that was somewhere one time where it said something about like the river, the universe is like a river. You can go with a spoon or you can go with a bucket. It's just up to you. You know what I mean? It's
that's
very
a good one. Yeah.
And you can row, row, row down the stream very merrily, or you can fight and, you know, hit salmon in the head on your way up and mm-hmm. dodge bears. Mm-hmm. It's always our choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So how did you, let me ask David, how did you get into it?
You know, actually, my mom noticed when I was like 4 years old.
Really?
That the phone would ring and I'd go, oh, it's grandma on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Yeah. So she noticed when I was a really little boy. Wow. And so she started playing like little card games where she would hold the card up and say, okay, now what card am I looking at? And there was another game called Husker Du. That was also cards, but you put them down, and mm-hmm. you had to pick up like the circle, and you had to find the circle,
right,
you know,
right.
amongst all the other cards. So she always like played this game with me and said, "Oh, your soul's from Atlantis," and
really?
All this kind of stuff. Nice. So I grew up with that belief. My sisters were like, "Why isn't my soul from Atlantis?" And my mom was like, "Because it's not."
I would have been like, shut up with that. Pick six numbers tonight for the lottery. Forget where your soul's from. Let's win.
There's a new soul in town.
Pick three numbers. What horse is coming in tonight? That's
six,
what I want to know.
Six.
I've been looking for that on his head. What the? What card is? I would have taken you to the Vegas.
That's right. Well, yeah, and when I go to Vegas with friends, I can't do it for myself. Mm-hmm. There's like a disconnect for me in terms
really?
Of, yeah, I can't.
Bummer.
I go to the horse track, nothing.
Mm.
But you could say, should I go for, you know, running silver or, you know, berries bloom? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, berries bloom, and you'll win.
Really?
Like, wow.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I was in Vegas with a friend, and he's like a professional gambler,
uh-huh.
and things were not going well.
Mm.
It's nice. He's like, well, where should I play? I'm like, the three queens, and it's in the back row, and it's on the end. And he won $30,000 off
the machine.
I know. And then
how much did he give you?
That's what I was going to ask.
Instantly,
he didn't
right?
give me anything because the next morning, I mean, he was paying for the like the hotel and the
right. food,
like that was the thing. Okay. So the next morning, he starts playing, and he starts losing.
Oh.
And I saw him lose $18,000 in less than 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I have to leave. And it's like, oh, okay, well, no, you know, just I'm like, no, I'm walking out of the casino. I am going to hitchhike back to, like, I cannot watch
no.
this.
I'm the same way as you are. I have a hard time watching that, too.
I do, too.
Because my boyfriend plays poker, and he's won tournaments before. Not since we've been together.
Yeah. But that's what he tells you.
He tells you.
He has done it. No, I've seen the newspaper clipping, because you know me.
I see.
If I know you, I Google you.
I will Google. Oh, my God, no wonder she's on her computer.
Oh.
Google all the time. People are like, I was in so-and-so. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but anyway, so, you know, to watch somebody go and lose, it's like, I lose $20 and I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's it. And to see them keep losing on purpose.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's also a belief system too, because like, I don't believe that my wealth is going to come from gambling.
Same here.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what it is. If I could change my belief structure and say, oh, I do predict numbers for me to win,
uh-huh.
you know, I could quite possibly change it. But right now I have that big butt that says, no, you can't.
Not me.
Because
I've not
known that before. So since I don't know it to be true, I haven't been able to access that.
Okay. Also, you probably have a lot more to give than that. So if you put yourself in that category, it'd be hard to do anything else. You know what I mean? You would be like, you know, I would love to help people, but I'm going to go win the numbers tonight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Probably your purpose is bigger than that, too.
Yeah. Like, I think
purpose, purpose and passion are synonymous.
Hmm.
I think they're absolutely harmonious together in a marriage.
Really? Yeah. So you think whatever it is you're passionate about, that's your purpose?
That's part of your purpose, absolutely. Huh. Mm-hmm. And if that is not identical to your purpose, how you feel when you have that passion is equal to your purpose passion, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can we see that on a chalkboard?
yeah, the diagram.
Yeah, but it really makes sense. You know, it does make sense. And when I see people that are passionate and stuff, definitely you see them surrounded by good energy, you know. And you're right about purpose and everything, because and sometimes it takes a long time. I mean, look at me. I'm 48 and I've finally found what I really want to do.
And Sam is, can I just say, one of the most passionate people. So passionate.
Oh, you can pick that vibration up from him.
Can't you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that over the phone when Sam and I were talking. I'm like, just your website was like, through the roof. And he's like, really? Yeah. You can tell that?
Yeah.
And you can, can't you?
Yeah.
You can.
But he's a hard worker, though, too. And I think it's because he's passionate about what he does. You know, for years, you know, people drag themselves to a job that they hate and they feel they have to do it and they have to get the paycheck. And so I think you get caught up in that. And I think that's where the negativity comes from a lot of people, where they're miserable.
It's hard to go through life like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
you
God
did
knows.
It. You
yes,
did a job you hated.
I've done it many times.
Yeah.
Many times.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Most of my life, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you talk to people and you go, well, I just believe, you know, do what you love and the money will come. They're like, that's crazy. How are you going to pay your bills?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the truth, though. Yeah. Do what you love, the money will come, unless you believe that it won't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then you have to bridge that belief, and then it starts coming. And then it won't come the way you think it's going to. It'll just sort of go incrementally up, and then you have your quantum leaps, which you're getting ready to do.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, you see, you came
free
in
reading
at the right time.
Thank God. No, we hop on his back.
Yeah. Go home and tell your boyfriend. Here's how you gamble, bitch.
Yeah. Exactly. Let me show you how it's done. What do you say to people that come from a family of real negative, you know, because that's sort of inbred in you, right? You know?
It's real simple. You go, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well,
yeah.
like we do what I do.
You move 3,000 miles away from it. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Jersey.
Oh,
Jersey.
West Virginia.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. And
North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. In fact, I just got a call from two North Carolina from Charleston, I guess. Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte, North Carolina,
yes.
Right? And they're also she's a medium or something, or
what's
also
her name? We'll tell you the truth.
Maudie, have you heard of Maudie? Maudie, I don't remember her last name, but she's got a pretty cool website as well. And I can't remember the address, but I'll give it to you. But so now I'm wondering if they're all coming from South Carolina. Maybe there's something in the water there.
There is something in the water there.
But you guys, I just saw that. You guys were like, oh, we'll tell you. So is there a lot of fakes? Is there a lot of people out there that are jumping on this bandwagon?
Yes, because everybody's degree of ability is going to be different.
Right.
You know, and there are, you know, people that are less than
genuine,
desirable.
Yes. So, how do you know? How do you know if you're dealing with somebody who's not, you know?
I find that the best way to get a really good intuitive or psychic or medium is to go on referral first. Mm. Even people you see on television.
Except for my website. For those of you who don't know me, you can check me out. PsychicDave.com.
Yeah.
Google
Dave. Nice, Dave. Nice plug.
Yeah.
Nice segue, too. Nice.
Oh, that's like
but
a
anyway.
Plug.
Yeah.
Oh!
What?
That's okay. We'll gloss over it.
But yeah, no, I agree with Eddie. Referral.
Yeah.
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 But so let me ask you this. I'm sorry. Go ahead and plug your website. That's what I was going to say.
PsychicDave.com.
PsychicDave.com.
And what's yours?
Oh, EddieConnor.com.
EddieConnor.com.
Is
perfect.
Is it EddieConnon?
E-R. I'm an E-R, not an or.
Okay. Yeah. He's an er.
Yeah.
Not an or.
Yeah. So EddieConnor.com and PsychicDave.com.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very easy to remember. So we'll definitely plug it more a little. We can plug just about anything on this show. You know, we're like whores. You know, you can do whatever you want with us. She's still trying
to
figure it out.
That's our new tagline. We're like whores. We plug anything.
Whores or us.
Whores or us.
They're going to move your station down to Sunset Boulevard with Pretty Woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So North Carolina is a very friendly state. I went there for an aerobic convention, and you know, I'm born and raised in New Jersey, New York. You know, we're just like in our. And I was walking down the street, and people were waving.
Everybody.
They waved to you in North Carolina, and I was like,
really
looking behind me all the time, like, who are they waving? But they waved to you. They're very friendly in North Carolina.
And when did you go?
Oh, God, this must have been 15 years ago.
And how big was the hire?
The hire was big. Let me tell you something. My boyfriend's a hairdresser, so the hair has just recently come down, but it was large. Thank you, Sam. Thank you. He's been waiting for the right moment for that one. Yeah, we have some big hair.
And big animals in our hair back there.
Yeah.
We really do.
Wow. And Dave, where are you from?
West Virginia, originally.
Oh, that's right, West Virginia. You see, my memory is like a goldfish. I forget after 2 seconds.
Well, now I know to bring the koi treats the next time.
There you go.
Sam's like memento. He has no long-term memory.
Yeah, exactly. You go back.
Guests come in like, who are these people?
But I actually went to school in North Carolina.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did you study?
I studied theater and acting and directing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Who was your acting partner in that school?
Oh, let's plug someone.
My acting partner was Sandy Bullock.
Wow. Nice.
She and I worked together. She got me a job at this place called the Heart's Delight Ice Cream Parlor.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, and then we had acting class together. And so it's really kind of cool to see someone like that become.
Oh, yeah.
And was she always talented? Did you look at her and go, this girl's going to be a star?
Yeah, she had that she extra had little.
Yeah.
You know, and she was really friendly and really funny. And when you see that laugh.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it.
That's really
that's
her.
The real laugh.
Yeah.
And then also I was the teaching assistant in the acting class for the group below us, which had Kevin Williamson in it, who did Scream and all of those movies, Dawson's Creek. So I was a huge Dawson's Creek fan. Nice. You know, support those other ECU grads.
And so now you directed his film, right?
I directed his piece, yes. And I've also done...
These guys, everything they say is obscene to them.
Yeah. That's why I can't look at him. I know what
they're
like.
Oh,
no, no,
no. We're all on the same frequency.
Yes, we are.
Very high frequency.
Well, Sam walked right into it the other day. He says, we're talking about gas prices and large vehicles and stuff. And he says, I don't get those Hummers. And I said, well, that's because you're married to him.
Yeah, that's right. So that's before the medicine.
He didn't even continue on. I go, you walked right into that. Yeah. You can't.
We have a serious emergency on our hands.
And now that they're having gay marriage, will that put an end to Hummers? Hummers?
No. I think it increases the Hummer sales, if anything. Hummer sales are going up. Mm-hmm. What do you guys, so you guys are pro gay marriage, yeah?
Yeah, why? I think everybody should be.
Why wouldn't be? Yeah,
I agree. I said this the other day. I feel like straight people have fucked it up enough. Let's seriously.
Now it's our turn to go in and mess it up. Yeah, take it to a whole new level.
Yeah, what could gay people do that we haven't done and fucked it up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the Bible, that's because there's like 3 or 4 phrases that mention gay people and their relationships and what they shouldn't do. And for straight people, there's like 435.
Right.
You know, like, who's having more problems?
Clearly, God was like, Adam and Steve will be fine. Adam and Eve, on the other hand,
there's some problems.
It's going to be another problem. Because it's true, men and women we're so different. It's so hard to live together. I have I call him my gay husband. He's been with the same guy 18 years.
Wow.
18 years.
Yeah,
I can't keep a car for 4 years.
Seriously. That's what calls it messes up.
Yes.
There's a theme there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I've seen many gay relationships that lasted a long time. Really. I mean, much more than normal straight relationships, you know? Mm-hmm. Do you find that? Do you see that?
Absolutely. I had a lot of friends who, I'd ask them, so what's the secret to your relationship? And it always the same thing. No jealousy, communication. It always comes down to communication, but this no jealousy thing, because men are hunters, so they're going to be looking.
Right.
They're always going to be looking, and sometimes they're going to score.
Yeah.
So as long as everybody knows that that's what they're doing,
and
no one's lying about it, I think that's what makes the relationship stronger.
So are you saying an open marriage?
Well, I'm saying in the relationships that I talked to, that's what they were doing.
Open marriage.
It was kind of open.
Right.
I mean, there was one couple I knew that was absolutely monogamous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe them. But
and you knew because you're an...
Yeah, because I'm a hunter. Right. I understand this.
And your intuition.
My intuition. Mm-hmm. But again, for any relationship, it's going to be about communication and how well are you communicating. And I think the problem with women and men and women's relationship is that women communicate in a completely different way than men.
That's
men are
true.
Generally
That's
saying
true.
What they think, and women are... wondering what you meant by what you said.
Right. We're looking for the deeper meaning. Yeah.
And then it's based on how you felt, based on what they said, wondering what they meant by what they said that they didn't mean, that it was more about the feeling.
Yeah.
Women are a little crazy. We're a little crazy. We are. Well, our brains are, you know.
But there's some crazy men, though.
Yeah, we're some crazy men. Crazy, too. I mean, it's
but you
just
guys are more simple to figure out, I think. You know what
you
I mean?
Think?
Yeah. I think we go off in a whole other direction, you
That's
know?
That's true, yeah.
Men, you pretty much
You
know.
Make it complicated.
We make things complicated.
Yeah,
but women are, I think we're better communicators just naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you guys are taught, you know, as kids, sports and to play together
exactly,
and all that.
Exactly, and beat each other up, you know.
Right, right.
And also to do one thing at a time, whereas women are taught to do multiple things at at the time, at the same time. Yeah. Like
totally.
Three or
Not
four
all
activities.
Women. I know some that can't do shit.
That's true, too.
Let alone a few things at the same time.
That's true, too. There's this comic that I'm friends with, and he says, you know, this girl says, I don't cook and I don't clean, and, you know, you're looking at me like I'm a sex object, and he's like, what's left? That's all you got left is sex.
That's funny. So, Eddie, when did you move to L.A.?
In December of 1995.
95.
Yeah.
So you've been here a while.
Been here.
13 years.
Yeah, 13, 14 years this year. And what I recommend is never move away from your family the month of Christmas.
Really?
Because I got here about 2 weeks before Christmas, and I'd never been away from my mom at Christmas time, so I was a mess.
I'm sure.
I was standing in Kmart.
Must have been lonely, huh?
It was terrible. Yeah. I was standing in Kmart, and I was reading cards, and I was crying.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh,
That's just a sad thought, isn't it? Just standing Kmart at Christmas time, let alone reading cards.
Yeah, especially if you're used to like being snow and cold, and
it's
85 and hot.
Yeah. But see, I have a theory. I don't go home for the holidays anymore. I used to go home for the holidays, but my family is very uptight during the holidays. And I went home one Christmas, and my of course they bought me a reindeer, you know, knit sweater, which I had to wear that day.
Ooh.
And you look at me, you think reindeer knit sweater? No. So I'm in this turtleneck, and my family has one temperature on the furnace, which is like 1,000 degrees. So I'm sitting in the sweater, I'm sweating, and my aunt and uncle get into the worst fight of their lives over Christmas lights. I'll kill you, F you. And then my uncle leaves, my aunt goes up in a room and slams the door, and I'm sitting there by myself.
In a Christmas sweater
going, never again. And I've never gone home not for Christmas. It's too much pressure.
So here's an important question. Why does our family keep the thermostat the same range that a convalescent home does?
Yes. How hot does it have to be?
And how do they breathe?
No, they don't. And talk about germs.
And they wear sweaters.
Are you cold? Cold. Are you kidding?
Oh, no, that's sad. I can't picture you in the sweater. Do you have a picture?
No, God. Thank God.
Sam's going to post it on the website. Yeah. LATalk.com.
I post everything on the website.
A reindeer sweater. He's got enough pictures of me to.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
yeah,
I know. I was like having a field day with her pictures yesterday on her MySpace, trying to figure out which ones to put in.
I like the one of my face on someone else's body.
I didn't see that one. Do you have one like that?
You did it.
Where?
On the website.
Okay. Well, I changed that already.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just because I didn't
Sam is so active on the computer. It's like he shows you something. He's like, I just made this. And then it's like 10 minutes later, you get another thing. He just recreated
I got an email. I sent the bio in and all that stuff. And then I get an email 2 minutes later going, it's posted on the web.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
And it has 57 hits.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Medusa.
I don't waste my time. I mean, I got to handle things as they come in, you know, otherwise I forget. You know, and but no, I mean, the reason I did that is because I thought it was funny. You know,
it was pretty funny.
I had a picture with the previous co-host, and I put her face on it. You know, so that was funny.
So did you send it to Arnold?
No. Oh. It's funny. Do you guys believe it all in the astrological stuff, the signs? Yeah, I believe that too.
Oh yeah, we're in Mercury retrograde right now for like 2 more days.
which
right.
is yeah.
So weird shit's gonna happen.
Oh my gosh.
And people, but if I hear one more person say, oh, are you working? No, I can't find a job. Mercury's in retrograde. And I'm like,
yeah, but,
oh,
that's,
yeah, but you haven't applied for any jobs. So maybe it's that.
Well, I sometimes feel like you need to have something to blame when you can't blame yourself. Yeah. So if Mercury's in retrograde, you've got like 3 weeks, yeah. 2 days, so you have something right. to blame.
I know people that Mercury's been in retrograde for 20 years.
I know those same people. We were just talking about astrology on the way up here and how right now the planets are lining up, just locked into place, and will be for the next 20 to 22 years. Mm. They are locked in the same place now that they were 200 years ago whenever we broke free from England and became the United States.
Wow.
And the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the whole nine yards.
Interesting. Yeah, so do you believe like certain signs belong with certain signs? Like if I'm a Pisces, are there certain signs that I'm good with and not good with?
Generally speaking.
Generally speaking, because astrology really is a science.
Yeah.
And there's so many aspects that come into play.
Uh-huh.
You know, your moon and what's your ascendant and all of those things, which I know just enough to be dangerous with.
Sure.
Although when that's the fun.
Yeah. Although when Eddie told me that, I was like, oh, that's right. Because I know that, according to my astrologer, like this is an amazing time for me for the next 15 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pluto's moved into something or other and Jupiter's in my house of good fortune and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm set for my Declaration of Independence.
Start writing it.
I have been.
We need a new one.
Oh, yeah.
We need a new Declaration of Independence. No, that's I believe that, though, because, you know, I have children. And so I believe that, you know, if you're pregnant.
You have children?
I was going to say the same thing.
You had me at hello. Stop it.
How old are they?
I have three children. See, now, how intuitive are you guys? You didn't know this?
There she
They're
got
shocked.
You there.
For the listening audience.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of the hot young babe vibe.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a MILF vibe. I like to
know. It is.
Work it as long as you can. Yeah, I have a 23-year-old son, a 20-year-old son, and a 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, I'm going to use your surgeon.
Yes. It's not surgery, baby. It's work. It's squats. I've never had surgery.
Yeah, you work out a lot?
I do work out a lot. Yeah.
You see, it shows, though. I mean, you know, it looks like you're taking care of yourself and
stuff. Well, you have to. You know, that's the only body you get. I mean, this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can pay for one for an hour.
Yes. I like where you're going. Yeah. But I believe that because when you're pregnant during different seasons, you know what I mean? And that's what determines your astrological sign, whether you're born in July or whatever. It is different. You know what I mean? You do feel different. And so if you're in your third trimester in the summer, I think the baby's coming out a little different than. So I do believe in all that stuff. And I'm pretty much classical Pisces.
Do you know what your rising and your moon is?
I don't.
That would make a big difference.
I would like to find that out.
But what I find is interesting is I have three cats, and I know what their signs are. There are two earth signs. One's a Virgo, and everything for her has to be a certain way.
Right.
Okay, just like Virgos.
Wow.
And then we have one who's a Taurus, and he's all about whatever can I eat, where's the most comfortable place to lay down.
Huh.
And then I have a little Leo. She's not quite a year old, and she has to be the center of attention.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. So it's you can see the effect of astrology on animals. So when they say, the chart of the United States, or the chart of this, that, or the other, they really mean it.
Yeah.
And that it does have a feeling.
I think that's true.
Well, and I think they said that LA is the heart chakra of the U.S.
I believe so. And I have something that someone said to me about what LA's chart is.
Oh, so you can do a chart on a city.
Mm-hmm. You can do a chart on
a
country.
And LA is the heart chakra?
Yeah.
I think it's the boob chakra.
The fake
it's
boob
close
chakra.
To the heart. It's close to the heart, but I don't know about the heart chakra. Pretty heartless, this town. I don't know.
I know. This town produces boobs right and left, you know?
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, we got more than any other city,
I think,
because every woman has maybe two pairs, three pairs of boobs.
Really, yeah, like shoes.
During your lifetime, yeah.
Like Dr. 90210,
uh-oh. I worked with this girl who had boobs that you could inflate and deflate. I've never seen anything like it. It's like here, you pump up the Reebok pump. You can make them bigger.
My parents tell this story that one of my aunts was, she was what are the female Air Force.
Uh-huh.
Okay, back in the 40s, 50s, whatever. Anyway, she had the inflatable boobs. And so she was like getting on to the airplane with all the soldiers. And so the boobs started to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
As the soldiers got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Until they popped.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Yes. Wouldn't that be scary?
Whoa.
Isn't it hilarious? Was it a bra?
Yeah, it was like a bra, but it kind of blew up to give you bigger boobs.
And because of the airplane.
Because of the air pressure.
Yeah. Hilarious. That should be in a movie. That's not in a film. That should definitely be in a film.
You should write that in there.
I should write that in somewhere.
Write that. Yeah. That's funny.
Meanwhile, there's like 180 semen trying to give her mouth to mouth.
Wow. So, okay, a couple more things. So, I wanted to prepare people for your show. So, it's going to be on Mondays.
Yes.
At 8 p.m.
Yes.
Mondays at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's High Frequency Living with Eddie Connor and David.
No, Psychic Dave, actually.
Psychic Dave, that's right. Yeah, that's right. We didn't get a last name. So, Psychic Dave. Mm-hmm. Eddie Connor.
Mondays at 8.
Mondays at 8. Mm-hmm. High Frequency Living. And I'm looking forward to that. In fact, it's on the site already. Are you going to... you should probably send me something as well, right?
Okay,
should
we, I will.
Yeah, like a little picture and a little bio and stuff. We'll put you on there too so people know who
film.
You are.
Oh, not that film.
Yeah, not that one.
I already have that. I've already Googled that.
No wonder you're smiling.
Psychic Dave isn't the only nickname we have.
Wow. So, okay. So, let's plug a few more things. Andrea, your MySpace.
MySpace, Andrea Natoli.
Andrea Natoli. Mm-hmm. Did I just call you Andrea again?
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
My dad calls me Andrea.
Really?
Yeah, I changed it to Andrea.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I'll get used to it. So, it's
I
fine.
Hope so, Sam.
Yeah.
As long as you don't call me the other co-host's name, we'll be good.
Yeah.
You are an idiot.
Will you tell your wife to stop? It's not nice. Leave you alone at work, damn it.
All right. Well, Eddie and Dave, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you guys.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It always is. And you guys are fascinating. And I'm looking forward to the show.
Hadn't been called that with clothes on.
Me either. That's great. No, I can't wait to hear the show.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for listening. Again, Andrea, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome,
and
Sam.
This is a pleasure.
Yes.
Love to have you here. And
thank
I think we found something here.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I feel the same way.
Cool. So thanks to everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone number is... I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
You're listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.